I gave her the rundown of what had happened since the last time I'd seen her. She grunted again when I finished. Isn't that sort of dangerous, involving the vampires? Yeah, I said. But it's Thomas. I think Lara is probably sincere about getting him back. Besides, why worry about smoking in bed when your building is already on fire? Point, she said. I got the photos. They don't tell me anything new. I ran those account numbers you gave me through the system to see if anything came up. Brick wall. Damn it. It was a long shot anyway, she said. Binder give you anything? Her mouth scrunched up as if she wanted to spit out something that tasted terrible. No, he's a hard case. Career criminal. He's been grilled before. Yeah, I said. And he knows you can't do anything but make him sit still for a little while. If he gives us anything on his employer, he'll lose his credibility with clients, assuming that he lives that long. She leaned her shoulders back against the wall. You say this Shag Nasty thing has Thomas's cell phone? Yeah. Think you can track it? As part of what investigation? She asked. I don't have the kind of freedom to act that I used to. If I wanted to get what amounts to a wiretap, I'd have to get approval from a judge. And I don't know any of them who would take my friend the wizard's vampire brother was kidnapped by a demonic Navajo shapeshifter as a valid justification for such a measure. I hadn't really thought of it like that, I said. She shrugged. Honestly, I suspect Lara's resources and contacts are better than mine, given the time constraints. I couldn't quite suppress a growl of frustration. If she learns anything. If she's honest about what she learns. Murphy frowned, scrunching up her nose. Where was Thomas taken from? I'm not certain. But I think he was at the storage park. His rental van was there, and he said something about not being able to handle all of them on his own. Them? The gray suits? I nodded. Most likely. But since Thomas never pitched in during the fight, I figure Shag Nasty probably snuck up on him and grabbed him while he was being distracted by Binder and his pets. And you can't track him down with magic? No, I growled through clenched teeth. Shag Nasty is countering it somehow. How is that possible? I took a moment to assemble my thoughts. Tracking spells are like any kind of targeted thaumaturgy. You create a link, a channel to the target, and then pour energy into that channel. In the case of a tracking spell, you're basically just setting up a continuous trickle of energy and then following it to the target. Kind of like pouring water on a surface when you want to see which way is downhill. Okay, she said. I get that, mostly. The way to stymie a tracking spell is to prevent that channel from ever being formed. If it never gets created, then it doesn't matter when the water gets poured. There's nothing to cause it to start flowing. And the way you prevent the channel from forming is to shield the target away from whatever focus you're using to create the link. Like what? Well, for example, if I had one of your hairs and wanted to use it as part of a tracking spell, you might beat it by shaving off your hair. If the hair in my spell doesn't match up to an end somewhere on your head, no link gets created. So unless I had a hair that had been torn out from the roots, and fairly recently, you'd be hidden. And that's the only way to beat a tracking spell? Nah, I said. A good circle of power could probably screen you off if you took the time and money to give it serious juice. Theoretically, you could also cross into the never-never. Thaumaturgy originating on the Earth doesn't cross into the spirit world very efficiently. And before you ask, yeah, I tried it from the never-never side, too. It was failed spell number 3. Murphy frowned. What about Justine? She asked. Justine was able to find him once before. I grimaced. She was able to give us a vague direction a few hours after Thomas had ripped most of the life out of her. It isn't the same this time. Why not? Because she wasn't sensing Thomas so much as the missing part of her own life force. They haven't been together like that in years. Thomas digested, I guess you could say, all of that energy a long time ago. Murphy sighed.